Lord God, let's pray.
我们祷告。
The lessons we, Lord God, we thank you for your love.
神啊，我们感谢你的爱。
For the lessons we can learn from your word.
我们从你的话语中能学到功课。
Help us to apply them to our daily lives.
求你让我们能够应用到我们的生活中。无论我们今天说什么，听什么。
In your name.
奉你的名祷告。Amen.
It's great to see you this morning and happy end of summer.
很高兴看到你，然后那个暑假快结束了。
Humidity has not left us yet.
空气很潮湿哦。
I hope you've had a great summer.
我希望你有一个很好的一个暑假。
Because at the west side, on the west side of Buffalo, Grace Community, we've had a beautiful summer.
我们那个教会那个地方有很好的一个暑假，很舒服。
For you that don't know me, my name is Pastor Barbara.
如果你不知道我的话，我的名牧师的名字叫做 Bob.
It's very emotional walking into the building.
那进到这个房间，我非常的有点感触。
Because I realized it was only 6 months ago that I was in this very room saying goodbye to my husband of 38 years.
因为在六个月以前，牧师的先生就在这个房间里跟大家道别，他追思礼拜的遗体告别仪式在这个房间。
So it brings a lot of emotions to my heart today.
所以进来的时候，我今天很有感触。
But I'm going to talk to you today from a book that I have always loved but struggled with.
那我今天跟大家分享的就是一段经文，这是我非常喜爱，但是呢又好像有点点要挣扎的经文。
The book of Philippians.
这是腓立比书。
That book has so many nuggets about the Christian life.
那这本书讨论到了基督徒生活的各个方面。
But none of them are easy lessons.
但这些都不是一个容易的功课。
How many of you really like an easy life?
有没有多少人喜欢简单的生活呢？
But the Christian life is hard.
但是基督徒的生活其实是困难的。
I'm going to start with the Bible, with the it's a story about a man who was a laborer.
那这个故事是关于一个劳动者的一个故事。
A hard-working man.
然后他工作非常的辛劳。
But he was a mature Christian.
但是他同时也是个非常成熟的基督徒。
And he always shared his testimony.
他总是跟别人分享他的信仰。
Which meant he always talked about how important God was to him.
然后他总是跟别人说神对他来说有多重要。
So one day his boss came to him. Three important things about you.
那他老板就跟他说，我意识到你的身上有三个很重要的一个情况。
You seem to have peace, joy, and contentment.
他说你好像在你身上有平安，有快乐，有满足。
How do I get that?
我怎么样能够得到这些呢？
And the laborer said to the boss,
那这个劳动者他就对他老板说，
A hard job. He says, I want you to put on your best suit and come and work in the mud with me.
他就说我希望你就穿上你最好的衣服，然后到这个篱笆里面跟我们一起工作干活。
The boss said, I want those three qualities, but I'm not going to do that.
他说我想要有这个三个这个平安喜乐满足，但是我并不愿意做这个事情。
So he went away and tried to find another means of getting joy, peace, and contentment.
那他老板就走开了，就想要去找用其他的方法去寻找这个平安喜乐和满足。
After he couldn't find it, he came back to the laborer.
那但他很快发现他没有办法得到这些，然后他又回到问这个工人。
And the laborer gave him the same instruction: put on your new suit, your best suit, and come work in the mud.
那他就这个工人呢，给他老板同样的一个建议，就是把你穿上的最好的衣服，然后到这个泥泞里面跟他一起干活。
After searching for months, he finally gave in and came back to the laborer.
然后他后来 又出去又转了一圈，最后还是又回到这工人面前。
He was all dressed.
然后他就穿上了他的那个最好的衣服。
And he says, I'm ready to do whatever it takes to get the joy, peace, and contentment.
他说我现在就愿意做任何事情去可以为了得到这个平安喜乐和满足。
So as he was stepping in the mud, the laborer said, "Hold it."
然后他就好像不用穿着这好玩的衣服，已经进入这个犁林的时候呢，这个要做这个事说。
But I want you to know that what stands between you and Christ.
那我想让你知道，在你跟基督之间
is your pride and yourself.
那在你跟基督之间的一个距离，就是你的骄傲和自我。
You get those two things in check, you will have.Joy, peace, and contentment.
那如果我们把骄傲和自我去掉呢，我们就可以有平安、喜乐和满足。
That's why the book of Philippians is so important.
那这就是为什么是腓立比书是如此重要的原因。
I did a trial run of this sermon last evening.
那我牧师昨天晚上就看了一下这个讲道的。
I shared it with my church on the west side.
那牧师对他自己的那个教会呢，也是讲了同样的信息。
I started to question whether I should really
就在想到底是不是要讲关于这个满足的事情。
Listen to what I was coming up against.
然后就看看是不是会讲一些 struggle 的一些事情，不好的一些事。
The first boy that raised his hand to say that he had a prayer request.
那有在牧师教会里面呢，有一个小男孩就举起手，就说他有一个祷告的需求。
Was a 16-year-old boy with autism.
那有一个16岁的小男孩，他有一个什么？
And,
自闭症。
And he started mumbling, and I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to say.
然后他就在那儿讲话不太清楚，然后牧师就在想要看这个小孩子究竟在说什么呢？
And he kept looking at his mom and his grandma for permission to say what he was going to say.
然后这小男孩呢，就看到他的妈妈和他的
about your
想要寻求他们的允许，才说他说的这话。
Now,
I don't
know about your family, but most families have some family secrets.
那不知道你的家庭
like what secret is he letting out of the bag here in church?
然后他这个时候他就在挣扎，他究竟家里面的一些秘密究竟应不应该在教会面前说出来呢？
But finally, he said.I need prayer for my mom and my two siblings who are homeless.
然后他这个时候他就说他希望大家为他的妈妈和他的两个姐妹祷告，因为他们现在无家可归了。
He's been living with his mom and his two siblings since last May without a home to go to.
那自从五月份以后，他们就已经上个五月以后，他们就这几个人就已经无家可归。
They're living with grandma, and she's made it very clear, "I want you out."
然后他的祖母就说，希望大家为这件事祷告。
So I'm sitting there saying, "Ooh, I'm going to talk about contentment."
然后我们就说，好吧，那我们要来关于这个满足的这个讲道。
Then the second person that raised their hand to say, "I have a prayer request," 16-year-old girl who we just celebrated getting her first job.
那有一个十六岁的一个小女孩，她正在庆祝她得到了第一个她人生中的工作。
And she sits on the edge of her seat.
然后她就坐在那个板凳的边缘。
And she starts by, "This is a little embarrassing."
她说，但是呢，这好像有一点点尴尬。
And then she glanced at her mom.
然后她就看这个小女孩就看她妈妈。
She said, "My mom would never share this with you."
她说我妈妈不会跟你分享这件事情的。
But my mom has lost her job, and we are about to lose our apartment.
她说我的妈妈很快就没有工作了，我们的公寓也快失去了。
So I need you to pray for us.
所以也希望你能够为我们祷告。
And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, okay, I have a hard lesson to talk about contentment.
然后牧师就坐在那里就在想，哎呀，这些情况，那我好像，那的确，讨论这个满足是个很困难的一个讲道。
And the prayer requests at night were all things that would break your heart.
然后那天晚上的一些祷告的一些请求呢，就都是一些非常非常触动我们心的。
But all I could hear God saying, "Barbara, it's not your words; it is my words that you're teaching tonight."
然后但当时牧师就听到神跟他说，这不是来自于牧师的话，是来自于神的话。
I looked up a commentary using Matthew Henry's interpretation of the book of Philippians.
那我看到过有一个叫做马修亨利对腓立比书的一个解经。
And he talked about the church at Philippi.
他就讨论这个腓立比教会。
It's a church that Paul is credited for planting.
那保罗呢，就是被视为这腓立比教会的这个执堂者。
And he tells those Christians that there are some tough concepts.
那他就会说，这个在这个里面，在基督徒的生活中有很多很多各种各样的艰难的话题。
But he uses his own life to say, "I can teach you something."
但是他用他自己的生命要教导我们说，我可以教导你们一些事情。
Because Paul had been in prison.
因为保罗他自己也在监里面，监狱里面。
He had been whipped.
他被鞭打。
For no reason of his own.
那不是因为他自己做错了什么。
But he still said, "I'm here glorifying. I'm giving honor to an Almighty God."
但他仍然在那里站立，说我在这里是用我自己来见证神，用荣耀神。
It's very hard sometimes when you haven't had difficulties to identify and have empathy for somebody that does.
那有的时候好像这样会比较困难的。
But Paul said, "I've suffered, but I still stand."
那但是保罗他这个时候就说，我虽然经历了这些苦难，但是仍然我站立。
Knowing his life, would you be able to say Philippians 1:21?
那如果你知道他保罗这样的一个生活，在他这种情景中的话，你会不会跟他说的一样，在腓立比书一章二十一节
？Says for me to live is Christ.
他说因我活着。
Christians, we can never lose.
作为基督徒，我们永远不会失去什么。
Because even if we live, we live for Christ.
因为我们活着就是基督。
Even if we die, we get more of Christ.
即使我们死了，也有益处。
So there's no losing.
那我们也不会失去什么。
You can never walk around saying loser.
我们不能就左右四看说失败者。
Because Christians, we are winners.
因为作为基督徒来说，我们都是成功的。
Doesn't that make you content?
这会让你满足吗？
That there is nothing that can happen that you become a loser.
那无论什么事情发生，我们都不会成为一个失败者。
Amos in his book, and I
这样的他写了一本书。
In chapter 5, verse 4 and verse 6.
那在第五章第六节。
5, 4, and 6.
对，阿摩斯书。
He says, "Seek me and live."
他说，寻求我。就必寻见存活。
So you seek God, and He says you have life.
所以你就寻求神，然后就是我们就有生命。
There are a lot of people walking around dead.
那我们很多人就在我们的生命中出现。
Another thing Paul tells them in the book of Philippians.
那在保罗在腓立比书也这样说过。
He talks about the joy in your life.
他在讨论关于我们的关于喜乐。
Would you say that you have joy?
你会说我们有喜乐吗？我们的生命中有喜乐吗？但我
When I hear that, I'm like, do you walk around with a fake smile on your face?
假的。但我们走的时候，在边上走，会不会露出一个假？那这我们并不能不要虚假。
I love the song that you sang this morning about the joy of the Lord is my strength.
那我们喜欢今天早上我们唱的一首歌，主的喜乐，主的常常喜乐。
That verse is found in Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
那这是在圣经里面说，主的喜乐是我的力量。
This wasn't said when everything was going wonderful either.
那但这并不是说我们每生活都会是非常非常完美无缺的。
This was said during the time that there was war and conflict.
但这个经文当写的时候，当时是有些战争，是有些各种各样的一些冲突。
Another tough lesson that Paul tells us in Philippians is stand fast in the Lord.
那在腓立比书，保罗在教我们的另外一个就是说要靠主站立的稳。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Don't walk away from the faith.
不要放弃我们的信仰。
Don't let the world tell you what you should believe.
不要让世界决定我们的信仰。
Don't let the world tell you your values.
不要让世界影响我们的价值观。
We are living in a time when people don't want to believe that the Bible is really the true word of God.
那现今这个世界有很多人认为圣经并不是完全正确的。
We're living at a time that family members will fall apart when one person becomes a Christian.
那我们生活在一个时代，就有一些家庭破碎，他其中的一些家庭成员可能成为基督徒。
But God makes it clear, I am your family, I'm your dad.
但是神借着圣经说得很明白，他就是我们的家人，他是我们的天父。
We also learn in this book, he says, be of the same mind of Christ.
那我们也有这样的一个经文，要跟主有同样的心思意念。
What does that mean?
那这意味着什么呢？
Think the thoughts that Christ would think.
那想主所想。
Love the way that he loves.
爱主所爱。
Show mercy the way that he shows mercy.
就像主给我们施怜悯一样，也跟别人施怜悯。
Because you know, people can get angry and they can stay angry for years.
因为我们知道有人他可能会生气，他有可能会生气好多好多年。
If you're doing something they don't like, they just fall out of love with you.
如果你做了一些他们不喜欢的事，他们有可能就不理你了。
And God says, I keep loving you, loving you, loving you.
但神说我会爱你，爱你，爱你。
And your song that talked about rejoicing.
那还有要喜乐。
And Philippians 4:4, he says, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
那在腓立比书四章有说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
Be happy in the Lord. He things seems to be going wrong.
那我们怎么样做呢？如果好像很多很多的事情都已经是不太对了。
How do I do that when I'm lonely?
当我孤独的时候，我怎么样能够喜乐呢？
How do I do that when I'm frustrated?
当我沮丧的时候，我怎么样能够喜乐呢？
Go back to what the verse says, rejoice in the Lord, not yourself.
那回到这个经文，我们要靠主常常喜乐，不是靠我们自己。
It's nothing to do with me.
并不是靠我们自己。
It has all to do with who I belong to.
这是取决于我们属于谁，属乎谁。
There goes the self.
然后就不是靠自己。
I was listening to Christian radio this week.
那本周呢，牧师听到了一个基督教的一个广播电台。
And they asked a question that I had to stop and think about.
啊，他在
believe that God has you on His mind.
那这个主持人在电台里就问大家一个问题：你相信神在神的脑海里面有我们吗？有我们自己吗
？Sometimes I get so busy.
有的时候会生活变得很忙碌。
That I have to come back to have even God on my mind.
那有的时候就好像神都不在我们自己的脑海里了。
But that's a good question for you to answer.
但是这是一个我们自己要好好回答的一个问题。
Do you live your life day to day believing God has you on His mind?
当我们过我们忙碌的生活的时候，我们相不相信神他其实在想念着我们？
He says that he does.
因为他说是的，神是会想念我们的。
Because throughout the Bible, he keeps telling us, "You're loved."
因为在圣经里面说了很多，说我们被爱了。
You're my kid.
我们是神的儿子儿女。
He calls us and tells us to do.
他叫我们称为我们为朋友。
It's found a mess to do.
他我们在马太福音六章三十三节
Seek you first the kingdom of God
先求神的国和神的义
and his righteousness
和神的义
and all these other things will be added unto you
那这些一切都要加给你了
start first with seeking him looking for him
先要寻求他寻求神
Because I know from an early age that my mom used to say to me, God's got you in the palm of his hand.
因为当早年的时候，牧师的母亲跟他说，神把我们放在他的手心里面，呵护我们。
And the Bible tells us that he has us in the very palm of his hand.
圣经里面也是这么说，说他们神把我们放在他的手心里。
And he says nothing can snatch you out.
没有什么能够让我们跟神隔绝。
It doesn't mean that there are days that we are not going to have our feelings because we're in this body.
那这并不意味着我们不会做错事。
Come.
不是，还是在这个老的躯体里。
But every time those feelings come.
但是当挫折，当坏事来到的时候。
That are not God-centered.
那如果我们要让以基督为中心。
Don't look around at your friends.
不要看我们的朋友。
Look up.
向上看。
At Almighty God.
看我们伟大的神。
Because he tells us, my grace is sufficient for you.
因为他对我们说，他的恩典够我们用。
He tells us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
因为他说，在我们里面的比这世上都大。
You can't lose people when you look up to the cross.
当我们向上仰望神的时候，我们就不会失去一些世上的事。
You can never go wrong focusing on our Almighty God.
如果我们寻求伟大的神的话，我们就不会做错了。
Because then he says all this, and then he gets to verse 6 in chapter 4.
然后他说了这些以后呢，他就去看这个第六节这样的一个这个经文。
And that's a sermon all by itself.
那这个第六节这个经文本身就可以成为一章讲道。
Do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
But in every situation,
凡事借着祷告。
By prayer and petition,
借着祷告祈求。
With thanksgiving,
和感谢。
Present your request to God.
将你们所要的告诉神。
And he says, if you do that,
然后他说，如果你做了这些，
in verse 7,
第七节，
the peace of God,
神所赐的出人意外的平安，
which transcends your understanding,
出人意外的平安，
will guard your heart and your mind,
保守你们的心怀意念。
Isn't that amazing?
这是不是太奇妙了？
He says,Don't be anxious. Don't worry.
他说不要忧虑。
There used to be a song, "Don't worry, be happy."
那有一首诗歌说不要忧虑，要开心。
And we should sing that more often.
我们应该常常唱这首歌。
Because he's saying to us, we don't have to worry.
因为他说我们不需要忧虑了。
Because we have the ability to pray.
因为我们有祷告的权柄。
We have the ability to be thankful.
我们有感恩的权柄。
We have the ability to present our request.
祷告需求让神知道。
I've had people to say, Barbara, all that is happening, you have calmness.
那有人可能对牧师就说，如果这些都发生的话，我们就会平安了。
Does it come from the fact that I have great coping skills?
No. 这是不是因为我们有一个
It comes from the fact that he says, I will give you peace that you will not even understand how you got it.
因为这我们会因为这样做是因为神他给我们出人意外的平安。
So if you are anxious,
那我们会有的时候会焦虑忧虑。
If you're sitting here today saying, I'm worried about school or grad school or my new job,He says, "Stop worrying."
那如果我们今天早上坐在这里的，会忧虑了，想要
Stop praying. Start praying.
开始祷告。
Because what is prayer?
因为什么是祷告呢？
Just talking to God.
就是跟神说话。
Don't worry. Just talk to God.
不要忧虑，跟神说话。
And the result is that you feel a calmness come over your life.
那结果就是神就得到由神。所赐的出人意外的平安。
If you think about the new statistic that is out,
如果你思想一下最近的一些统计数据，
where they're saying one in five people have anxiety,
那好像五个人中就一个人会有一个忧虑症。你可能就如果去看医生的话，有可能就被诊断出你有忧虑症。
We need to get more people focusing on a God that can answer their prayers.
那我们需要有更多的人来到神的面前跟神祷告。
Because he said he would.
因为他说神会答应我们的祷告的。
Because in 1 Thessalonians he said pray without ceasing.
那因为在圣经里面说要不住的祷告。
Mean don't stop praying, talking to God.
因为就说不要停止跟神祈求。
Then once he answers, once you give your petition, say thanks.
那当我们祷告和祈求的时候，要带着感谢。
I could tell you example after example of how God has given me overwhelming peace.
那我可以跟大家说很多很多的例子，神怎么样给牧师有各种各样的平安的。
Throughout my life, nothing to do with
在牧师的生命中。
And it
是做了什么？是因为
with me, it had to do with him empowering me. I think
是因为牧师做了什么
while back about my brother.
那我记牧师记得大概以前跟大家分享过牧师的兄弟的故事。
When I got married, he moved in with me.
那当牧师结婚的时候，牧师的弟兄跟他一起住。
Finished high school.
一直上了高中，是牧师，可能牧师的弟弟。
And then decided to go to the same college that I had gone to.
然后就决定去上牧师和他一样的那个大学。
But then decided after 2 years, I'm done with that.
但是两年以后，他的弟弟就决定我不上大学了。
I'm going to go to the Air Force.
我们去空军。
So I used to ride my bike 9 miles a day.
那牧师那个时候就会每天大概要骑9英里的自行车。
While he jogged preparing for boot camp.
然后就他会去一些什么跑步。
And so he was working out, I was working out.
然后他们几个两个人呢同时都在运动。
And once he was in there for a year.
然后他去了参军了以后。
He went off base.
然后他有的时候会回来探亲。
He went off the post, the military post.
他去基地。
And he was murdered.
然后他被谋杀了。
At the age of 22.
22岁的时候被谋杀，有牧师的弟弟。
And I remember when the military people came knocking on my door.
然后我就牧师就记得当军队的人过来敲他的门的时候
to tell me the news
然后告诉他的这个事情
and I remember that I just started praying for peace that would help me to understand
然后牧师那个时候就开始跟神祷告求神给他平安来能够认识这件事情
help me to understand how all this just works together for good
然后这时候就来就跟神祷告祈求说这个事情怎么可能是个好事呢
Because I'm telling you the tough things about the Christian life is God that says I take your worst situation and I turn it into good
因为我会想要说在圣经里面
So you can ask what would be the good out of that
但是那就可能就会问牧师为什么那这究竟有什么好呢
But there's no great opportunity to witness to your family about God in the midst of deep hurt.
那但这在这样一个困难的一个情况，其实是很困难去理解这个事情的。
So I saw my dad come to know the Lord when his only son was murdered.
那这时候我就去牧师就去他的那个父亲那里，就因为他父亲的唯一的儿子被谋杀了。
That's why we can't lose people.
那这就我们其实是不能失去人的。
Because he says, "I take your worst day."
然后他这时候会把我们最坏的这个，这是我们最坏的日子。
And make it a good day. That together in verse 11 of Philippians 4.
那保罗在十一节的时候怎么样说的呢？
He says, "For I have learned to be content."
我已经学习怎么样能够知道满足。
Whatever the circumstances.
无论什么样的情况。
Verse 12, he tells some of his circumstances in Philippians 4.
那在十二节他提到了这样的一些各种各样的情况。
He says, I've learned to be content in every situation.
那他就说他知道各种各样的情况。
Whether well fed or hungry.
知道无论是卑贱的还是丰富的。
Where I'm living in plenty or want.
或者饱足或者饥饿。
I can do all things through Christ, verse 13, who gives me strength.
或者有余或者缺乏，那这个时候他无论怎么样，他都可以知道怎么样处卑贱。
I like the way young
一些话。那我们喜欢那些年轻人，我们。
God's got your back. No time.
在看顾我们。
Looking out for me.
那所以。保罗那个时候就说没有什么时候神没有在看顾我们的。
It's not truly about me.
那这并不是关于我们。
It's all about him.
那关于神。
I think of the verse and my youth pastor used to say, what is the one thing God cannot do?
那牧师的以前的青少年的牧师曾经跟他问过这个问题，神有什么事情是不能做的呢？
And he would stand there and wait, and we're thinking and thinking and thinking.
然后他就会在那边就想啊想啊想。
What would you say? Because we've been taught with God, all things are possible. So what is the one thing he cannot do?
那我们都知道神他是无所不能的。那但是有件什么事情神是他自己不能做的呢？
And you know, we would be sitting there like not wanting to shout out the wrong answer.
那我们就会有可能会要去说一些不对的一些答案。
But Numbers 23:19 tells us.
那在民数记二十三章十九节告诉我们说
，God is not a man that he should lie. He cannot lie.
说神非人必不至说谎。
Or son of man that he should change his mind.
那也非人子必不至后悔。
If he said it, he's going to do it.
如果他说了，他就会去做。
And if he's spoken it, he will fulfill it.
如果他说了，他就会成就。
So if you're a person that worries,
如果我们会忧虑的话，
or you feel unhappy and not content,
如果我们觉得有些不开心，那没有得到满足，
write Numbers 23:19 in your mind.
把民数记二十三章十九节刻在我们的脑海中。
No matter
不改变。
And he says in Romans 8:28, that would be your second verse to write down.
那在罗马书八章二十八节这么说。
I said it before, all things work together for good.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
For those that love him.
就是按他旨意被召的人，他所爱的人。
And are called according to his purposes.
是按他的旨意被召的人。
So as you said, he doesn't forget his promises.
那神就像他说的一样，神他不会忘记他的应许。
I work with a 16-year-old boy.
那我们有一个16岁的一个男孩。
I can tell him something that we're going to do.
我会跟他说一些我们可以做的一些事情。
And a minute later, I'm like, what did we say we were going to do?
然后过了一会儿，他就说，我们的确会做这些事吗？
And 100% of the time, he says, I forgot.
然后100%的可能性是他忘记了。
Yesterday, I picked him up and I said, we're going to the Wing Fest.
然后昨天他就跟那个把那个小男孩接去，他说我们一起去参加一个活动。
Not even a minute later.
一分钟甚至都没有到一分钟。
His dad said, what are you doing today, Elijah?
然后他的父亲就问他说，你今天会做什么事呢？
He said, Miss Barbara, I forgot.
然后他就说，牧师，我忘记了，我今天会做什么事。
We don't serve a God like that. He doesn't forget.
我们的神不是这样的，神他不忘记的。
If he said it, he keeps his promises.
如果神说了话，他就。
If you're having difficulty, say, God, you said you're going to keep your promises. Work it out for good.
那我们叫时常提醒我们自己，神会
I'm leaving you today with the fact that you cannot feel hopeless.
那今天我们就希望能够大家要知道我们不会绝望的。
You cannot feel helpless.
不会无助的。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
因为靠主，我们凡事都可以做。
We're winners.
我们是成功，可以胜者。
If you never ask God to be in your life,
如果我们从来没有邀请神来到我们的心中
All you have to do is say a prayer.
那你可以做的就是说一个祷告
And the word prayer is a churchy word. Talk to God.
那祷告就是跟神说话
And say, God, I don't understand what this Christian life is all about.
那说跟神说我不知道这个基督徒的生活究竟是什么样的生活
But I hear that you...can change my life.
但是我知道你可以改变我的生命。
You can forgive me.
你可以能够饶恕我。
For trying to live my life all on my own.
我不愿意靠着自己活了。
So today, start changing my life from the inside out.
那从今天开始，就让我们从内心开始来改变自己的生命。
And according to Numbers, he promised us he would do that.
那根据民数记，他会按照他的这个应许。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的神呐、啊、
，We ask you today,
我们今天祈求你
，to change our lives,
来改变我们的生命
，to help us to look at the book of Philippians,
让我们能看腓立比书
，hold on to your promises,
能够坚守你的应许
，you will not fail us,
你不会让我们失败。
You will not leave.
好事变成坏事，事变成好事。
Thank you, Lord.
亲爱的，谢谢主。
For all your goodness.
因为你的伟大的应许。
And the hard lessons that you teach us.
那你给我们这么一些艰难的一些功课，让我们学习。
In your name, Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告